It is 8:35, Coffee with the Mayor. Kurt Dykstra is stepping in and joining us on this chilly Friday morning. Kurt, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, buddy. It's good to see you.
I do not move like Mick Jagger.
However. You don't?
No, I have no dance skills whatsoever. Zero. None.
I wonder if anybody gets that.
That was the bumper music.
That was the bumper. That was Maroon 5. One of Kurt's favorite songs right there.
You gave me some options, and that was the best.
Well, we like options, you know.
Options are
good. Either that or the Hokey Pokey. Doesn't seem quite right.
Britney Spears, you said, and that ain't happening.
I can do that. So what's going on in the city? I guess we got some jobs coming our way.
It's not.
Well, north of the city, north of town.
Certainly in the area. Mm-hmm. The Stowe Company adding more jobs. Locally, we've had, actually, over the past a couple of meetings, not this past special meeting on Wednesday, but the week before, we had, I think, three separate companies come before us because they're putting new investments in their facilities and adding a bunch of jobs with it. And these are, you know, sometimes the perception is that, you know, the only jobs that are being created anymore are low-level, low-service kinds of low-pay jobs. These are not. These are good manufacturing technical jobs.
Yes, they
wages
are.
That start around $22 an hour on average.
Require a lot more skill than you and I have.
That's a given.
That's a given.
And some other more quasi management types of jobs, mm-hmm. with salaries in the $60,000 to $70,000 range. So good jobs, good paying jobs with good local companies. So that's always good news. Also I saw over the past couple of days that Novo One in the area continues to add jobs. I think they're seeking 25 or 40 additional people at that site,
mm-hmm.
and that has been really one of those quiet stories in the south side of town. That it's not a manufacturing; it's a call center, but it is a well-run call center. They're so well-run that they're getting contracts from across the country, around
the
world.
Right.
So they do a really good job. They pay well for the industry. They offer benefits for it, and they allow a diversity to our job portfolio in ways that just manufacturing or just one other sector wouldn't accomplish. So a great success story that 5 years ago, 6 years ago, simply wasn't in town, and now they're employing hundreds of people. So
good to see that.
Absolutely.
Now, how about in the city itself? What are some of the issues that people have been coming to you with over the past 2 to 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Some of the things people are concerned about?
Yeah, we've continued to talk a bit about the Country Club property, mm-hmm. and what to do up there. As we all know, the Holland Country Club is no more and has been no more for quite a while. Mm-hmm. A lot of us, almost all of us, I think, would have loved to see the Country Club survive and continue to be there, but that
Absolutely.
Isn't the case, and you know something's going to happen with that property, and some of it already has. The Ottawa County Parks System purchased the lowlands, essentially, and the part that would always flood in the springtime,
mm-hmm.
And they have turned it into a very good county park, the Macatawa Green Space. Basically natural, though they did also include some walking paths and some frisbee golf areas.
Nice.
And I don't play frisbee golf, but I'll tell you, people who do, they're passionate about it,
they
and
are.
They know where things are.
I love playing. I don't play it enough, but when I do, I just love to play it. It is a fun, fun sport.
And even before the park was officially open, the parking lot was full,
really?
With people there, pulling discs as they're walking out of their car. So
it's a beautiful piece of property.
Yeah.
I walked in not too long ago. I went back there. I'm a friend of a gentleman who used to be the manager there.
Nice.
And he talks about it all the time, the heyday of the Country Club. And I went and drove up there, and I actually took him there about a week ago. Mm-hmm. Just kind of drove through the parking lot.
Sure.
And it's obviously become very run down over the past few years.
It's overgrown.
But the back property is gorgeous. It really is.
And aside from the niceness of adding that park, it also helps with the cleanup of the watershed. Because
mm-hmm.
now it is specifically designed to help control some of the water that comes into the watershed when we have major rain events.
Okay.
So it has also ecological benefits aside from being a great park. So we have that. We talked a bit about rental property inspection things on Wednesday night and made a decision there. A good compromise from a variety of perspectives, so I think that was a good sign, especially since we had nobody show up to talk about it, which to me signals that we got to a spot where a lot of people were comfortable.
Yeah, because you're going to hear from folks if it's one way or the other. They're going to turn out in droves. We know people will participate.
And we have, for sure. Mm-hmm. So those kinds of things, we recently, as of Wednesday night, we did the first review of our still somewhat new city manager. He came to us about a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
And to say the council is pleased with his work is an understatement. So we're very pleased with Ryan's work and think we're in good hands. We have excellent leadership, Soren Wolf led the city in so many great ways for so long.
Sure.
Greg Robinson has been a part of the city for so many years and has done remarkable work. And now to have Ryan also involved is really good for us. So,
what do you see as the one biggest challenge going forward in the city in the next, say, the next three,
oh,
4 years? What do you think?
Is there
one thing that stands out in your mind,
yeah,
that you really want to get done or you see as a big challenge?
Well, I think that it's a continuation of, we're out of the woods in terms of the economy, in terms of our budgeting process. You know, we lost a good 20%+ of our tax base, which means about 20% of our revenue,
really,
for things that go into services, you know,
wow,
streets and parks and public safety.
Didn't realize
all those
it was that much,
things.
Nearly 20%, huh?
And wow, under Proposal A, it doesn't really come back. It comes back now in cost of living amounts. Mm-hmm. So unlike an income tax, you know, the state loses, you know, the economy goes down, the state loses substantial revenues because of jobs being lost. Well, when those jobs come back, those revenues go up immediately. That doesn't work that way with Proposal A and property taxes. So for us to keep the organization fiscally strong going forward, it's going to require vigilance. And I think that we've got a council that recognizes that, a senior administration that recognizes that. So that's one thing. Implementing the BPW and the energy and conservation efforts we've begun to undertake, those will be major things. I will say that they have the power plant process is well underway.
Mm-hmm.
They're on schedule. They're liking what they're seeing. The work on the community energy plan is also going well. We've run into a few snags because of some state laws that don't yet exist, but we're working with our legislators and also the administration.
That's always a challenge.
It is, but
good Lord.
But I'll tell you, we have had great response from, mm-hmm, both our local legislators and also Governor Snyder's office. They like what they see in terms of the energy policies we're putting forward in Holland. In fact, they see us as being one of the leaders in the state on these issues. So as we begin to think about ways to decrease the amount of energy we use, become better users of energy, if we need to replicate that across the state, if we need changes to state law, we've got good relationships in Lansing to be able to do that. So those are all exciting things.
Yeah, leading the way. That's awesome.
Exactly.
On a lighter note, Halloween, less than a week away.
Indeed, yes.
Are you going to be dressed up as a power plant worker? That's what I'm hearing. That's the word on the street.
No, I'm actually going to be dressed as a Secret Service agent. So I'm going to get home in my suit, put sunglasses on, and speak into my wrist.
There you go. You have to have a black Suburban, right, to fly around town in?
Something like that.
Something, yeah, like, right, that. All right.
This is the excuse for me to get a new car. I like that.
You like
Very
that?
Nice.
You like
Very
that?
Nice.
There you go, buddy. All right. Thank you so much
Thanks,
for
Brad.
Joining us.
Take care.